This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state employee responsible for posting passwords for Colorado's election equipment online has been fired. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold called the mistake an unfortunate accident. She said the passwords alone are not enough for someone to get access to Colorado's voting machines.
We are doing everything that we can to, of course, assure the public and work with the counties. And again, this is out of an abundance of caution. We do not believe there is a security threat to Colorado's elections.
County clerks say they were not told about the password situation until the state Republican Party revealed it yesterday, even though apparently the state was aware days earlier. State officials are now changing passwords in person in all the affected counties. We will hear more from Secretary of State Griswold in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. It's Halloween, and Colorado's weather is starting to feel like the end of October. Warmer than normal temperatures are cooling off, and that means more snow ahead for the mountains, maybe early next week. Along the Front Range, it's cool and dry for trick-or-treating. A scary movie for Halloween may give you more than just a thrill. CPR's Haley May explains.
Horror is the most profitable film genre in the U.S. in terms of budget versus revenue. Laura Patterson, a professor at CU Boulder, says the appeal really depends on the individual.
Some people argue that it's just about adrenaline.
But others say watching a horror film helps you practice fight or flight, which can feel fulfilling.
You're sitting there trying to figure out what would you do and where would you go and how would you navigate it, and that can be helpful maybe in surviving a situation like that in the real world.
Patterson says horror movies can also help us bond with fellow audience members and practice empathy. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver police officers are looking out for unregistered cars and expired temporary license plates. A special enforcement period begins in November. That's tomorrow. The department says it's heard frustrations from people about those violations. And again, we'll hear more from Colorado's Secretary of State about this accidental password leak in just a few minutes. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is CPR News.